Welcome to the latest pensions podcast from the Allen & Overy Pensions team. It's Monday the 1st of November. For occupational pension schemes and sponsors, here are the key headlines you need to know from the past 7 days. The Autumn Budget and Spending Review contained a few pensions-related announcements, but no widespread changes to the tax framework. Instead, there was confirmation that the government will shortly consult on further changes to the DC charge cap to facilitate greater investment in illiquid investments and other categories. A new system to reduce the disparity for low earners between net pay arrangements and relief at source was also announced. We also report this week on a progress update from the Pensions Dashboards programme and a climate adaptation report from the pensions regulator. In other news, the Pensions and Lifetime Savings Association has launched a new self-certification regime for multi-employer DB master trusts to help trustees and employers understand the key features of these arrangements. The Financial Reporting Council has published materials on TCFD reporting by premium listed companies, and the Financial Conduct Authority has finalised its rules for a new type of authorised fund, the Long-Term Asset Fund, which is aimed at facilitating investment in long-term illiquid assets, including productive finance assets. Finally, what's new this week includes a link to the recording of our recent webinar on the new pensions-related criminal offences of avoidance of employer debt and conduct risking accrued scheme benefits, and in particular, their implications for corporate activity and restructuring. That will be available later today by email or at www.allenovery.com.